This hour, though, we turn to a far more serious topic than the world of frivolous showbiz as we investigate an Eastbourne-based organisation, a registered charity, which is helping leprosy sufferers in the world, particularly in India. Now, leprosy is a condition which doesn't discriminate between young, between old, between those who have money and those who don't. It's a condition which afflicts many, many people in India and other parts of the third world, as we're going to hear from one of the co-founders of the organisation, Sava, and that's David Manners. Morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Thank you ever so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Now, this is an organisation, Sava, which you set up with your partner in the charity, Bernard, who sadly can't be with us today. But talk us through Sava as an organisation. It's been going for some 4 years, but where did the idea actually come from to start with?
Well, Bernard and I have long connections with India, and I have family connections that go back a long way. And so we have kept a home in India for the last 16 years. We spend our winters there, up to 5 months in a year. And over these years, we have come to realize that people with leprosy suffer a particular discrimination that is really quite galling and affects generations. We realize that whilst the cure for leprosy is now, since the mid-1980s, has become relatively easily accessible, even when people are cured, they are discriminated against, they are driven out of their homes, off their land, and even once they're cured, can never go back. So they commonly only are able to survive by begging, and they generally live in colonies that are isolated within slums. And this is where we intervene with social projects, medical and educational projects.
Is this a case of simple prejudice within the society that people don't understand leprosy as a condition, or does it go far deeper beyond that?
It's a very complex issue. It's also a very political issue. But primarily it is fundamental misunderstanding of the disease. Even in our own culture, we still, even though leprosy disappeared from Britain in the late 18th century, we still have a sense of the horror that it had on our own ancestors. This is perpetuated daily in India. For example, the World Health Organization estimates that today 100 million people are affected by discrimination because of leprosy. An extraordinary number.
Goodness me, when you think the population of the UK is in the region of, what, 60 million?
Yeah, exactly.
Nearly twice as many. My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, look, leprosy, let's come on to some specifics here. Leprosy as a condition is something that a lot of people will certainly have heard of, but might not necessarily understand exactly what it means from a medical perspective, and of course to the individual with a condition as well.
Sure. Leprosy is a bacterial disease. It's spread through droplets from the nose and mouth, so it generally spreads within families or close communities. It settles, the bacteria settles in the colder parts of the body, so it settles particularly in the peripheral nerves, which it destroys. Then people lose feeling in their hands and their feet, often in their faces also, and it's this lack of feeling that causes them to injure themselves because they cannot feel the heat from their fires, they can't feel stones in their shoes. Gangrene gets in, and that's where they begin to lose fingers, toes. And, of course, gangrene can ultimately kill them.
It's no existence, is it, for people with a condition? It's very difficult to actually put ourselves in Indian society, because over here we have, if you like, the welfare system. We have perhaps a greater acceptance of conditions compared to the third world. Put us in the mindset of the community in India. Someone with leprosy, will they literally be cast aside from family, from friends, and live a lone existence?
Very much so, and this is the great tragedy. People are frequently, as I said, driven out of their homes, off their land, away from their families. We work with people who've been set on fire, who've been stoned, and because the label of leprosy affects the whole family and future generations, families will hide the member that has the disease for years on end. We know of people who have been hidden in back rooms, in sheds, for years to try to keep it hidden. And then, of course, the disease does its worst and destroys their lives. and that's not being too dramatic, it really does. They will spend the rest of their lives isolated from their own families, from their own children even, and isolated from all society.
It's truly shocking to hear. In terms of what can be done, I rather suspect that we're going to hear an answer along the lines of it's easily treatable and it costs just pennies, like a lot of conditions which are associated with the third world. Is this very much the case?
Very much the case. The medicine to cure the disease is provided free. So the cure is not the problem. It's what happens afterwards, and this is where we intervene. Because once a person is cured, they're ticked off every government list and many large charity lists. But they, as I said, they can never go home. So we talk to the heads of each of these little colonies and ask them to democratically, amongst themselves, discuss what they need the most, which is often not things that we would think of. For example, one isolated community asked for a wall 1,400 feet in length, the last thing that we would have thought of. But for them, they wanted a level of self-sufficiency in order to build their self-respect. And the building of this wall has enabled them to create gardens in what was once just dry dust. And we've just come back, actually, from a two-month tour of our projects. And this seemed miraculous, that within a year, they're producing sufficient vegetables and fruit to actually have a surplus, which they're selling to people in the slum and have created a communal income. So this is all they need, a little intervention to create an extraordinary change in their own culture and self-respect.
It's amazing what can be done. And one thing I always find astounding when talking to people involved in charity work, particularly where it affects other parts of the world as well. Thankfully, it's because of people like yourself and your co-founder Bernard, within communities such as ours within East Sussex, that this work happens. I mean, here we are chatting in East Sussex Today Studios. You're both from the Eastbourne part of the patch, albeit living part of the year in India. What keeps your link to this country? I mean, I'm intrigued just to follow this this pursuit just for a moment.
Well, we draw no salary from the charity at all. Every penny donated goes directly to the projects. Therefore, we need our jobs in England in order to support the work that we do in India. So our summers are spent primarily at Glyndebourne. Bernard is the company manager at Glyndebourne Opera. And Glyndebourne itself, which is an extraordinary contrast to go from the glamour of Glyndebourne to abject poverty in India each year, never gets easier, to be honest. It's always a shock, and the greatest shock is coming back here. The contrast is enormous. But we can all sit on our backsides and complain about the troubles in the world. It's not enough. I found it was not enough just to moan about the state of the world. We had to do something. And although on the grand scale of things, considering that 100 million people affected by discrimination with leprosy, it's a very small scale thing. But we can see that it is transforming lives with just a small intervention and really very little money.
Well, if you want to get involved yourself, it is very easy to do so. As you heard David say, treatment for leprosy costs just pennies, but the effects that it has on the lives of those affected in India will be lifelong. If you want to find out more, there is a website for Sava as well. Before I give the details, I'm just intrigued the name Sava, where that comes from.
Well, Sava is the abbreviated form that we use in this country for ease of pronunciation. It's actually an Indian name, Sarva Shubhamkara, a Sanskrit term which means he who does good to all, which is understood widely in India, and it implies that we have no political or religious affiliation and that we treat people from all levels of society, all religions.
You see, you're throwing up more questions to ask here, just as I was wrapping up, but I am intrigued by this particular line. You talk about, it conjures up the image of non-political lines. Is there very much a political issue behind this as well in India, not just a society issue?
Very much so, very much so. The Indian government is very keen to portray India as a new great power, the tiger, that Asian tiger that we hear so much about. Leprosy does not help India's image. Therefore, using statistics approved by the World Health Organization, in the January of last year, the Indian government announced to the world that leprosy is no longer a problem in India, when in fact, 70% of all leprosy cases in the world are on the Indian subcontinent. And last year alone, there was one new diagnosis of leprosy every 2 minutes.
Goodness. Just goes to show, doesn't it, you can read far greater than what the figures when printed in black and white actually suggest. Well, look, if you want to find out more, you can do so online. There is the website which has plenty of information about leprosy as a condition and the work of the organisation in India. You can find out more online at Sarva, which, correct me here if I get it wrong, but is sarva.org.uk, sarva.org.uk. David, it's been a real education, in fact, chatting to you this morning on
Thank
the show.
You.
Thank you ever so much for sparing the time. Let's hope by coming on to East Sussex today it's helped to raise awareness and, in turn, helped to raise a bit more money to do some good.
That's very kind. Thank you, Mike.
It's been a real pleasure. There goes David Manners from Sarva. See if you do want to find out more, that website address once again, www.sarva, which is S-A-R-V-A, sarva.org.uk. You can log on and there's various sections including finding out about the condition, plus how to donate as well. It's interesting, isn't it? Right, on the way, Stevie Wonder.